Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you for listening to Comic Talk Today. These are your Comic Talk headlines for July 16th, 2019, and I am Dustin. This is your really quick reminder before we get into the things and the stuff that I will not be doing two episodes this week or next week. I got a commercial job down in super southern Colorado, so I will be unable to give you your headlines at the end of this week and at the beginning of next week because I will be filming a commercial. So that is the state of things, and now let's get into the news. TV and movie headlines for this episode, guys, gonna be a little short, so let's just roll with it, shall we? First things first, we have an interview with CNN by LeVar Burton talking about the Star Trek Picard series. Burton says that he expects that the entire original Next Generation cast is going to have at least some sort of cameo or guesting appearance on the show. From the sounds of the interview, though, he doesn't really have that insider information. It's just there might be talks that he's privy to that he can't share explicitly. But if that is the case, who is the original cast member that you are most excited to see? And do you expect that they will try and get any of the surviving cast from the original Star Trek series to do guest spots as well? And then our only other piece for TV news for this episode has to do with The Haunting of Bly Manor. Just to get you up to speed, in case you don't know, this is the second season of the Haunting series on Netflix, the first one being Haunting of Hill House. So this piece of news comes from The Wrap, and it seems that Oliver Jackson Cohen has announced that he will be returning for the season in Bly Manor. Obviously, he is not going to be the same character, but from Hill House, he was the older version of Luke, the youngest brother. He is now the second cast member from Hill House to announce that he will be in the Bly Manor season as well. So the anthology nature of this show just has you guessing exactly what role he's going to play this time. And like I said, that's it for TV. Now let's kick on to movies. And in movies, we've got a couple of things surrounding Bond 25. First thing we got is Christoph Waltz will be reprising his role as Blofeld from the previous Bond movie. And this is not a usual thing that they do for Bond movies. This is actually a really interesting time in the franchise because each of the last four movies has kind of led into the next, which really each individual Bond film before this has been a standalone feature. So that's really awesome, and I really dig Christoph Waltz's part, and I'm excited to see him again. But the second piece of news we have around Bond 25 is the more divisive piece of news. The Daily Mail is reporting, and there have been no confirmations for this yet, so the internet is blowing up for zero reason about this, but Daily Mail is reporting that Lashana Lynch will be the next person to take up the 007 moniker. She is not going to be a Bond person. She is going to be an all-original character. One report has her being the one taking over the reins. Another report from a different source says that it is only going to be inside the movie that this happens. So potentially she's going to die or leave MI6 or turn out to be our real villain, and that's why she leaves MI6. No, again, nothing of this has been 100% confirmed, though it seems that there might be some ground to this. This might have some legs. We'll just have to keep tabs on this story as it develops. Then we finally got our first actual trailer from Rob Zombie's next movie, Three from Hell. Go check that out on the YouTubes. If you are a horror fan and you dig the zombie style of horror, the over-the-top gore and such, then this looks like it's gonna be right up your alley. This is exactly what you want out of the Firefly family. And yeah, the Otis is exactly who you think he should be. Captain Spaulding, and just check it. This is going to be an appropriate end, and it even kind of sort of addresses the fact that they kind of sort of died at the end of Devil's Rejects. So yeah, definitely worth a watch if you are into that kind of horror. And then our last piece of movie news comes from Shazam. It comes directly from Zachary Levi. Zachary Levi is saying that there will, in fact, be a Black Adam crossover movie. However, it's not going to be the second in the Shazam series. It is going to be the third. According to Levi, they are working on the Black Adam movie currently, and then they will be doing a Shazam 2 in the interim, and then theoretically that means the second Black Adam movie is going to be the crossover with Shazam. But that's all we got for movies. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can subscribe to Comic Talk Today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these topics, plus much more nerdy action, you can join me and my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.